This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Christmas
Friday.
This is Anaya Day.
This is Tracy
Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
Her Society with Ginny and Natalie on the Australian airwaves every Saturday, 6 p.m. right here on Joy 94.9.
Our body clocks are a little out as we launch Her Society Los Angeles this morning.
And we learned that bubble tea is something different on the other side of the world.
Yeah, ladies, bubble tea is called boba tea over in the States. Get with it.
We've been enlightened. And speaking of enlightenment, it's the first Saturday of the month, which means senior teacher from Shanti Mission Harmony Centre's Parvati Ma will be gracing our airwaves.
And chief of Cherry Magazine Rachel Cook drops by to give us a lowdown on the Feb issue.
And what's your opinion? We want to know, what's your opinion on the Melbourne girl scene?
A recent opinion article in a lesbian publication has sparked the debate of the straight lesbian.
So we light up party planners Julie McKenzie and you, ZB.
Excuse me. We'd love to hear your thoughts. So what's your opinion on the Melbourne girl scene? You can text us 0427 Joy 949. You can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia and all over the world via joy.org.au. What do you know about that? All I know is Ching-a-ling is the name of my best friend.
That was really sexy how it slowed down there at the end. That was cool, huh?
Absolutely. Missy Elliott there, Ching-a-ling. That was from the Step Up 2 to the Streets soundtrack. It's very sad that I know that. Ginny and Natalie here on Her Society, taking you through to 7. Tune in to us via joy.org.au from all over the world, or Joy 94.9 on your Melbourne dials. Zebu, a very exciting show.
It is. It's quite an energetic show, I reckon.
Exactly. Party planners galore, and welcome party planner Julie McKenzie to the panel.
Hi, Julie.
Thank you, ladies.
You're from Delicious Events, and you join us today because we're going to talk about a bit of a topic that's caused a stir. Now, I've noticed this too, that no matter what scene you are, what gay scene you are, really, there's a seems to be a certain obstacle that we hit at that point where do we go where we segregate too many people to where do we go to how open we need to be. So a recent article, Zebu, that you read, I remember you calling me up in a bit of a huff.
I was a bit
Tell
huffy.
Me about it.
Oh, look, I picked up the Cherry Magazine, as I do when it comes out. And I like to read the editor's letters because it's good to hear feedback from girls in the community that read the our lesbian magazines. And we are quite fortunate as a country to have lesbian magazines or you know, magazines for us queer girls. But this article in particular just really angered me. And it didn't look, I'm not angry at the person that wrote in it. I'm just angry at why she felt the need to write this in. And how she got to this perception. Now, I'll read this article to you. Now, the title of it is Straight Acting Lesbians. I'm writing as I'm concerned about the lack of representation and support of queer events in the mainstream lesbian community. There seems to be a backlash to anything or anyone that is not completely mainstream. Certain lesbian clubs which only seem to welcome girls who look like they've stepped out of the L word, or those wearing designer labels, or those who find any sort of butchness abhorrent. This shift within the lesbian community reminds me of what happened to the gay male community in terms of the straight acting gay man. So many gay men are so desperate to fit in the masculine mold society dishes out to them that they shun any sort of representation that is not what they think a real man is. I see a similar thing happening in the lesbian community and it saddens me. Who are we trying to impress? And what is happening to our celebration of diversity? We know that there has been a backlash against feminism in the straight world, and we are seeing the effects that it's having on younger generations of women. It is hard not to think that the backlash is not related to the new straight acting lesbian scene too. Calm down. Calm down.
0427 Joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. We'd love to hear your opinion on the Melbourne girl scene or any scene that where you are experiencing at the moment.
Or on that article. Do you share the same view? Do you oppose that? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Absolutely. 0427 joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie.
If you have an overseas partner you can't live without, then there's hope and options for you to explore. The Gay and Lesbian Immigration Task Force aim to achieve equality in the Australian immigration system for same-sex couples, plus provide assistance and advice for gaining residency for your overseas partner. The Gay and Lesbian Immigration Task Force. Call 03-5294-0293 or online at glitfvic.org.au.
Joy 94.9, Jean Natalie with Her Society taking you through to 7. We're hit 14 minutes. It's past 6 here in Melbourne, Australia, and all over the world via joy.org.au. Zeba, you just read an article about someone who wrote an opinion letter about straight-acting lesbians.
Yes, apparently there are such things as straight-acting lesbians. I don't know what straight-acting lesbians are, because that's... What's the word called when two words are fit together and it's the opposite?
Oxymoron.
Bam.
Well, one term I found recently about lesbians, which I was a bit... thrown back by wannabe lesbians.
Yes.
Are we setting up a new trend that we need to know about? Like, do people actually want to aspire to be like us? Or what's a wannabe lesbian?
I don't get that either. What is a wannabe lesbian?
I actually think everyone should give it a go. I seriously do. I think you shouldn't. You know what, that old saying's a saying for a reason, and don't knock it till you tried it. And I think he's a perfect example of lesbianism. Don't knock it till you tried it.
Amen.
Everybody needs to have a go.
Amen, sister.
But do you know what I do think about that article? What I do actually love, I'll look back at when I first started going out, and to actually read that now, how far have we come? Because when I was going out, it was a certain... type of nights and a certain type of feel and a certain type of everything around it, and there wasn't a lot of diversity. But now I think that where we are, there's so much diversity within the lesbian community that there is no majority minority anymore. Really isn't. And to read that, I actually think, wow, isn't that great? As a lesbian, as a woman, as someone that goes out and parties, I think it's fabulous.
Always the optimist, Julie McKenzie.
Always the optimist.
But I've got to say too, when I do hear things like that, the only thing that concerns me when we put such hard labels like straight acting lesbians and wannabe lesbians is, as a community, and this is gay, lesbian, GLBTIQ, we fight so hard to be accepted into mainstream society.
Yeah.
That's what we've been fighting for years. And Jules, like you said, you've already seen the progression till when you were coming out to what the scene is now. That's taken years of work to do to get to where we are now.
Oh, my God, yes.
So if we want to embrace equality, we need to embrace equality within ourselves.
We need to show equality.
Exactly. And, yeah. And I think when we start saying stuff like, oh, yeah, this is a gay event, but you can't come in, that we're just as bad as the people who are... segregating us, really.
Of course. You know, walking our talk. We are the ones that should be showing what we're begging for.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, I actually think that, like, I was sitting there and I was thinking about it today, about, like, cause I was reading the article as well, and I sat there and then I thought about the straight world and then the gay world, and we want the same values as what they have, as what we have. And if I go into a straight venue and they know that I'm a lesbian, I don't get treated any differently to what a straight girl would next to me.
Yeah. Mm.
So going out into the lesbian world and into a gay event, if there's a straight girl that comes out, she shouldn't be treated any differently to a gay girl that's at that event.
Yep.
Being a woman and coming out and celebrating that in a nice, friendly environment, I think is a very healthy thing to do. And
Absolutely.
I think it goes both ways.
I think it should, yeah. Well, I know a lot of straight girls that go with gay girls that come to a lot of the events in the lesbian scene, and it should be that way. You know, the girls, straight girls, should feel comfortable if they want to come with their friends to a lesbian event.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear what you'd like to say. 0427 joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au, or give the lovely Sarah a call, 1300 569 949. What's your opinion on the Melbourne gay girl scene, or any other scene really? This is joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. A girl I wouldn't mind tapping into my Melbourne gay scene.
Oh,
Nicole Scherzinger. Wet.
I knew you were going to say something about her. You always do.
Joy 94.9.
Can you play a bit of Rihanna maybe so I can start?
We play like 3 Rihanna songs per show.
Only 3?
Only 3.
Only 1-ly 3?
1-ly 3. So I can play 1 Nicole every 3 shows and fantasize.
Yeah, call Wet.
Wet. Well, hey, I didn't pick the music. Thank you, DJ Ish, to our music director. You picked that song for
that
me.
Is
how
true.
Very apt. This is Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. We're talking the big lesbian debate we're having on air today. A recent article in Cherry Magazine sparked a debate between me and Zebu,
Well, yes. It's not a debate. We actually kind of agree on the same thing. But we like to know out there, we're interested to know that considering that a certain person out there feels that way, yes. If you share the same opinion, what is your opinion on the Melbourne gay girl scene? 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.at. We just heard from Tian.
We did. Tian's messaged in, hi, Julie. Hi, girls. Hope you're having a great show. I love the Melbourne scene. We are so lucky to have such a broad community and such a great selection of events and locations to choose from. Hope to see you all at Pride tomorrow, Tian. Thank you, Tian, for your very beautiful message that's just uplifted us.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to hear some good feedback. And we are very lucky in Melbourne, Australia, to have events that are not just events, quality events. They're events that are held in great venues. They're safe and they're fun, and we've got some great talent out there. We're a lucky city.
Absolutely. And I also think as well, like, we're looking at this article now, and here's a girl complaining about what we're putting on, and if there is a need in the market that she actually thinks, nothing's stopping her from go out there and running a queer night or alternative night or whatever sort of night she envisages,
yep,
that can actually add to our community. I'd be all for it and go, come on, totally, bring it in, add to our scene.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's great that she sat there and she wants to write an article and that's how she feels and she's got every right to.
Yep.
But get up there and give it a go if she wants to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. I understand what she's expressing. I mean, I suppose when you're going out to a club, you want to be able to feel safe, and that is the number one priority. And seeing a specific type of lesbian, obviously she's saying that there's a lot of L-word-looking lesbians out there, or the straight-acting lesbian, there's absolutely no way any party planner in the world, no matter how divinely intuitive that they are, that they can stay at the door and go straight, gay, in, out. You can't pick that. How do you know?
And we shouldn't.
But, when you actually come to that as well, like I sit there and I think, of my experience coming out, like when I first started going out, I had an inkling inside myself and I wanted to go and I wanted to explore that. I didn't know what way it was going to go. Someone asked me my sexuality, I'd say, yep, I'm straight. And I had a boyfriend at the time, but I had in the back of my head, if I wasn't given this avenue to go down and then obviously where it's actually taken me to now, maybe it would never be fulfilled. And that started off with me saying, yeah, I'm straight. How many other women are out there that are straight going to these venues with the idea in the back of their head that, you know, they are maybe bisexual, maybe straight, maybe gay, maybe whatever. But don't forget as well, though, there's lots of girls out there that have gone on a journey. They're not fortunate enough to be in circles where they do know a lot of gay people.
Yep.
So they're girls that actually don't have a gay community. So who are they going to, what? They've got to go by themselves? They've got to take friends and their support network. So that is obviously straight women.
In any kind of scene, I reckon, it's hard to break into the cliques when you're newly out. So you do bring what's comforting to you, whether it be your straight friends, your gay boyfriends out to a scene or whoever it may be, and you know, it should be open to that.
Of course it should. I mean, look, reading this article again, there's a lot of, not accusations, but a lot of very opinions that I just don't agree with. Like, she's got here, to those that wear designer labels or those who find any sort of butchness abhorrent. Now, I have a lot of friends that are very feminine, that are model material, that have partners, female partners, that are very masculine. You know, the short hair and dress like a guy. And there's nothing wrong with that, because we embrace our diversity within our community. We can wear whatever we want to wear that makes us feel comfortable. I don't feel the need to, you know, shave my hair or dress any different to fit a certain look in our community. And, well, if you look at all of us here, you know, are we straight acting lesbians?
No, exactly. I mean, look at the three
like
of us.
In their opinion, in her opinion, we look like straight acting lesbians.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
0427-JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We'd love to hear what you think. This is Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls.
Listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
That show can't go on air.
Miss Leon is still up there, eating all the food, going Kung Fu Bruce Lee on the buffet table, and it's all my fault because I brought her up there and she's going to miss her plane.
Dear Alan Joyce would be so proud of you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Women in suits.
Women, oh my God, it's her trunk.
In fem suits and then pant suits and just suits.
Suits.
It suits them.
Suits me.
This is Joy 94.9 on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who come love girls. I was about to say that now. I don't know why I was going there, but I did. Can we go as Avatar, Zebu?
Oh my, really?
It'll be fun. Don't you think?
I'll go as the Smurfs.
I like
that. Paint our body blue?
Yeah.
Never mind. I guess sex in the snow might be a bit hot.
You're ruining my fantasy, woman. Deary me.
If anything offends you, please visit
Oh my God, I can't believe Ginny and Natalie said that.com.au.
Bit of a debate happening here, Zebu.
We are. We've got a bit of a debate here with an article about straight-acting lesbians in Cherry Magazine. So we're just talking about that. A lot of opinions, I think. I'm thinking more opinions in my head than I'm actually saying because it's something that I am actually quite passionate about, and that's why I'm just... Oh, you know, getting that really disappointed feeling inside me. But the article goes, I'm writing as I'm concerned about the lack of representation and support of queer events in the mainstream lesbian community. Certain lesbian clubs which only seem to welcome girls who look like they stepped out of their L-word, or those wearing designer labels, or those who find any sort of butchness abhorrent. This shift within the lesbian community reminds me of what happened to the gay male community in terms of the straight-acting gay man. I see a similar thing happening in the lesbian community, and it saddens me. What is happening to our celebration of diversity? We know that there has been a backlash against feminism in the straight world, and we are seeing effects that it's having on younger generations of women. It is hard not to think that the backlash is not related to the new straight-acting lesbian scene, too. I don't see a straight-acting lesbian scene anywhere.
Well, she's actually just come on a point there, something that I just picked up again, that she says that she wants to celebrate diversity, yet there's no diversity in what she's celebrating. She wants to celebrate just a queer element of what the scene actually is. And another point that I was just thinking about as well is something that I do love about the diversity of what the parties in Melbourne actually bring is there is butch, there is femme, there's everything in between, there's everything either side of that as well. Not every butch woman wants to be with a butch woman. Not every femme girl wants to be with a femme girl.
Exactly.
Not everyone in between wants to be with... what they are. People love opposites of what they are. And so if you continue to surround yourself with same like-minded people, how are we actually going to grow? How are we going to start experiencing different things or accepting other things? For example, I was watching a television show before coming here, actually, and it was about cooking, and it was about a Vietnamese, an Australian guy learning about Vietnamese. And I just thought, there's a classic example of the diversity within our cultures, and we should actually have it within our own little culture, really.
Of course,
the lesbians.
Absolutely. I've got to say, a point that she brought up in her article about some femme girls finding butchness abhorrent. I used to have a friend, and mind you, that's used to. She was, if there was a word for butcherphobia, I just made up that word, but I would say she was butcherphobic because she would say, you know, no butchers here, no butchers there, damn butchers, that kind of thing when we go out.
Oh, God.
I don't condone that behaviour, and that's why she was my friend, because right. Attitudes like that, attitudes of segregation, don't really resonate with me. I only want people in my life with similar values. But I could look, in that way, I can see her point, but when you see examples like that, I feel that we need to be out there and saying, let's be open to it.
But okay, well, there you go again. He's in our eyes, she's talking about butch, but that's in your eyes, my eyes, your eyes. All of our butchers could be different as well. What someone sees as butch might not be... Yeah. Really butch.
Yeah.
Someone sees as femme might not be
really
femme.
Femme.
Like one person might see someone in a dress and go, oh, she's femme. But
just because she's wearing a dress.
Just because she's wearing a dress.
Yeah.
Is that...
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many grey lines within this. And I don't think anyone's right. I don't think anyone's wrong. Everyone's allowed their opinion. But I actually just think that, about the inclusion. Not
agree.
The exclusion of what we're actually doing in relation to the events and accepting everybody for themselves, but as I said, accepting everybody into the space of the party. So
we got Rachel Cook, editor of Cherry, coming up to tell us about the Feb edition. Well, let's ask her what she thinks, because her magazine, I'm sure she has an opinion.
I'm sure she read that before.
I think so. This is Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Talking about a bit of a debate here. Thank you to Anon, who's messaged in. I think it's actually Tian, who said mics are on. Thanks, Tian. We got you back too. Bit of a debate happening, Zebu.
Yeah, about straight-acting lesbians. Apparently, we have a lot of straight-acting lesbians in our scene, and we have lesbian clubs that allow welcome girls who look like they stepped out of the L word and find any sort of butchness abhorrent.
Joy 94.9, 20 minutes to 7 here on Her Society, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia and all over the world. We're talking about a bit of a debate, which we'll attend to later, but right now, the Chief of Cherry, Rachel Cook, joins us. Hello, Rachel!
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Well, thank you. Long time no speak. Good to have you on the phone again.
Absolutely. Looking forward to Pride tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We are going to be marching and cheering our hearts out.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Now, Rachel, we've been discussing a particular article, an opinion article that was featured in Cherry. What's your opinion on straight-acting lesbians?
Straight-acting lesbians? Well, I guess, it seems to be something that has come up of late. Personally, I mean, what does it mean, really? You know, I mean, how, you know, do we have to be wearing our sexuality on our sleeve, you know, 24/7, or is it something that we might like to keep more private? And who's actually making these judgments anyway?
Mm.
That's what I think is sort of pretty strange, is that haven't we sort of gone past that era where if a lesbian has long hair and looks like what is perceived to be your average heterosexual woman, that's somehow an affront to being lesbian. I mean, it seems all a bit ridiculous to me, but obviously some people still have that opinion.
Yeah, I think so too. Rachel, on the cover of Cherry, J.D. Samson in this February edition. Tell us a bit about J.D. Samson's.
Well, so J.D. Samson, probably formerly best known as being in the seminal riot girl band La Tigra. And so basically now, and also I guess probably more recently known for being the ex-girlfriend of Sia.
Oh, didn't know that.
Didn't know that either.
Hello.
Oh, ladies, I knew that.
In the mud.
And so now she's a DJ and also has put together a band called Men, which is pretty funny considering her background and also how political that she's been throughout her whole career and what that means to be in a band called Men. So she's touring as part of Mardi Gras, one of the headliners. So we thought it was time to have a chat with her. And it was great. You know, we sort of really caught up about not just her band, but also her past and what it was like being in La Tigra. And also what it was, you know, like being, as, you know, she refers to herself, you know, very masculine-looking lesbian and, you know, with moustache and all. And what that was like sort of being in the public eye and how that was all really dealt with. So, yeah, really great interview and such a nice person to speak to as well.
And I guess, Rachel, too, with Australia being on the brink of taking the same-sex marriage bill to Parliament, it's very apt that you've got an article on kids of lesbian and gay parents speaking out.
I tell you what, this has been one of my favourite stories that we've done for a long time. Both those girls are just so articulate and their stories are so beautiful. And basically, what is so great about them, they've taken it upon themselves as kids, and all about their 20s, who've been raised by lesbian parents, but actually say, you know what, we're sick of being told how, you know, by the Christian right and also by the gay community, how it is that we should be perceived and what our lives were like. We want to actually talk about what it was like growing up with lesbian mothers. And so they're doing a forum as part of Mardi Gras as well. And they spoke to us and told us a little bit about their stories and what it is, you know, that they're doing at this forum, which would be a fantastic thing to go to.
Absolutely, Rachel.
Great. And what's the current the story in there you got about being Muslim and being queer at the same time?
Well, yeah, Aliena Muhammad Ali, who is an activist and, you know, a very brave person. She's one of the people who started a Yahoo group for people who are queer and Muslim. And she also speaks about, you know, how you reconcile those two things and also the difficulties she faces, not just in more conservative Muslim community, but also within the queer community and the sort of broader gay community in terms of how it perceives people who are Muslim. So it's just really interesting, you know, on both what she has to tackle in both of her worlds. And yeah, she was fascinating because she's also, her and her partner have a child. She talks about what that was like to actually not just come out in her Pakistani Muslim family, but to also say, hey, we're having a baby as well. So, really interesting. And I think really interesting as well just what she has to say about the gay community in terms of how we can sometimes, you know, be a little narrow-minded and not, you know, in a community that really wants such acceptance, we can sometimes be a little, a little narrow in who we'll accept ourselves. So, yeah, really interesting article too.
Fantastic. That's Cherry Magazine with J.D. Samson on the cover. Check it out. It is out now. You'll check out cherry.com.au. Rachel Cook, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Thanks, Rachel.
See you, Rachel.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. That's Rachel Cook there, editor of Cherry. Stay tuned. We've got Parvati Ma from Shanti Mission Harmony Centre joining us to tell us all about clairsentience. Is she the girl down the road?
No, she's from the Elwood, real Elwood.
Oh, that's right, clairsentient.
That's the...
How cool was she?
She's hot.
She apparently can feel things.
Cook, I like to feel it anyway.
Yo, this is Ginny.
And sup, this is Natalie.
Can you hear me rapping?
I can hear you.
That's me making a scissors noise, because I'm rapping a preserve. Tune into one of our podcasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.